showers and perhaps a few thunderstorms later on today. A better chance of thunderstorms tonight. In fact, in the overnight hours and the wee hours, we're in a marginal severe weather risk as a strong front moves through the state. That severe weather risk will last early in the day on Thursday before the strong cold front moves through, and temperatures will start to drop. I think the high tomorrow will be around this hour, perhaps. And then, after about 9 or 10 in the morning, starting to drop, 55 by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, into the 30s late tomorrow night. What a change. And Friday's high will struggle to reach 60 degrees with 30s again on Friday night. Talk about, a lot of people are going to have their first fire in the fireplace and turn on the heater for the first time. Right now this morning, there is showers in the area. Cloudy skies, east winds at 5 miles per hour. It's 72 at 7:02.
Thank you, Rich. I already have one Christmas gift taken care of. Janelda picked out this really nice silver rope necklace, thin, with a couple of little gemstones in it, give it some color. And I went to pick it up at Brian Jewelry on Saturday, and Lynn said, there's earrings that match this, but Janelle didn't know about those, so I got those. So one gift down. That's the kind of helpful stuff they can do at Brian Jewelry. If you aren't sure where to start or what to get, I urge you to visit the staff there, Lynn and that team. Over three generations have accumulated enormous wisdom in the realm of ideas. If you can give them a little profile on the person that you're shopping for, they can make suggestions based on that. And they can also create something from scratch. They've done that for me a couple of times. They do amazing work. So you can hope to find it by bouncing all over the state or just go to Brian Jewelry at 1778 East Main in Prattville and have it made. That's what professional jewelers do. You buy a watch there, you can also build a watch and put your personal touch on it. Anything you buy can be cared for and cleaned for the lifetime that you own it at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Join their club at brianjewelry.com. They also have their item of the month on display there. If you spend more than $200, you'll save $100 on that purchase at Brian Jewelry. Again, 1778 East Main in the preferred community. Random Facts is just a few minutes off. Let's see how the roads are moving. Seems like a lot going on.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic as we ease into the 7 o'clock hour. We've got one accident working at this time on the West Boulevard. That's Highway 31 near the Westview Gardens area at Ashley Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Elsewhere, we're just seeing a big increase in traffic. We're watching the race out of Wetumpka on 231. That's spilling a lot of traffic out onto the boulevard and to Congressman Dickinson inbound. Atlanta Highway picking up some cars, as well as I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Watch out. The school zones are in effect now. They're going to be active for a little while this morning. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, this is a warning type of situation.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
The teens of the world are, I guess, we bother them. We trouble them. Us boomers. Write for the magazine. November column out tomorrow, and I think you'll get a kick out of it. The new phrase is, okay, boomer. Let's find out why.
Ayo, hey, yeah. This one goes out to all the 65-plus crowd on SoundCloud. Old ladies suck.
Okay, boomer, okay, boomer, okay, boomer, okay, boomer, okay, boomer, okay, boomer, okay.
You're kidding. That's a bit disturbing.
If I may be allowed a contrasting or opposing view, the only mistake any boomer made was creating you, specifically the individual in that piece of song that we just played.
Boomer.
Okay, boomer. Yeah, we've done horribly. And a little bit later, what is the age that's too old for trick-or-treating? I don't know that there is or isn't, but we've got that. And we already passed along our most electrifying story of the day, and that is that Facebook and Instagram are barring the use of eggplants and peach emojis in sexual innuendo ways on their platforms. So whatever you do, don't get in trouble with the law. Random Facts coming up, and that'll be followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz. Local news at 7:06.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. CBS News reports that Jeff Sessions is seriously considering a run for his old Senate seat. His spokesperson, though, has not confirmed that. Sessions was a U.S. Senator for 20 years before resigning in 2017 to become President Trump's Attorney General. For the first time in 15 years, the Dallas County Sheriff's Office now has a canine unit. This unit is made up of three dogs that will help in the fight against drugs. Sheriff Mike Grantham hopes to expand the unit in the next 6 months. And state troopers are investigating a late-night wreck on Interstate 65 near Pine Level. We're told the wreck involved an 18-wheeler and another vehicle. Troopers say there are injuries but have not said the extent of those injuries. Lanes were shut down while troopers cleared this crash last night. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Yes, you failed at community theater, dinner theater, and as an usher at the movie theater. But now, it's Halloween, and the local haunted house needs an actor
to play a monster of mediocrity.
Scaring the crap out of little kids is an art.
It's the part you were born to play, yeah.
So the next time you're accosted by a maniacal master thespian with a plastic axe reciting Shakespeare to screaming children, ignore your punch reflex and cheer on Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor, a real American hero.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Hey, they want you for the lead in next year's Renaissance Fair. Congrats.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range. So houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On October 30th, 1945, the world welcomed little baby Henry Winkler.
Is it a boy?
Hey, correctamundo.
That's cool.
You have no idea.
Henry Winkler, a star is born.
And now,
it's your favorite time of the morning because you're fonds of
random facts.
The Fonz birthday. Good one.
Neat. That was good. Did you know?
I was afraid you were going to jump the shark.
I may one day, and you're my friends and you're honest enough to tell me when I do, right?
Sure. How would you jump the shark here?
It's just a reference to the fact that Happy Days.
No, I know the reference. I'm just curious as to how we would implement it here. I'm not sure. Did you know
There's a loophole somewhere in the Constitution, and anyway, it's called the Yellowstone Zone of Death. Any crime, no matter how serious, would not be able to be prosecuted in this certain area of Yellowstone Park.
Yeah. Any crime, matter how heinous.
Yeah, the Zone of Death is defined by where the borders of Yellowstone National Park overlap the borders of Idaho in the southwest corner of the park.
Okay.
As a result, in a loophole in the Constitution of the United States, a criminal could theoretically get away with any crime, up to and including murder, in that area.
But how do you, the person
that you want to off, how do you get them to that spot without arousing suspicion?
Oh, I don't know. Some guy used the loophole to get away with some poaching that he had done on some deer and elk and stuff like that, and used that loophole.
I'm going to kill you. But you want to go to Yellowstone?
I kill you!
But it is a thing called the Yellowstone Zone of Death.
In other words, it's not officially in any state? Is that what you're saying?
Possibly.
Okay.
I will look it up and see if I can get some more info on it.
That's okay.
The court district governing Wyoming is currently the only court district in the U.S. to have jurisdiction over land in other states. This is due to the fact that all of Yellowstone National Park, which includes parts of Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana, is part of the Wyoming Judicial District.
Mm-hmm.
Any criminal discovered to have committed a crime in that district would usually be brought to Cheyenne, Wyoming, where the court for the Wyoming District is. However, the Sixth Amendment to the United States Constitution decrees that a trial must happen both within the district and state of where the crime was committed. Because of this, a crime committed in the Zone of Death would be constitutionally required to be tried in and include only jury members from the zone, which there are none.
Okie dokie.
So,
I didn't catch all that. I was texting an eggplant to Ross.
Oh, okay. Know. Well, anyway, you're testing an eggplant to Ross. that was the explanation for it. Honestly, you probably, if you take somebody there and you murder them, you will be caught. Trust me. It will be a problem for you. They will not just let you get away with murder.
Such a killjoy.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I thought you had murder plans for the holidays, but nope, it's not happening.
Put the body in your picnic basket.
Hey, boo-boo.
That's Yellowstone, Zone of Death.
I'm sorry, I get
them
confused.
The Yellowstone Zone of Death? Yeah.
I get them confused.
I'm going to kill you.
Boo-boo.
Did you know Ireland has a public national folklore collection? I love folklore. It has over 250,000 local stories collected from the late 1930s. And I would enjoy probably reading all of them. Fascinated by folklore. Love it. In fact, there's a podcast called Lore that I adore. It is wonderful.
Called Lore?
It's called Lore, and it basically just, it's folklore. That's what it is. It's great. Did you know that during World War II, on July 28th, 1942, Joseph Stalin gave order number 227?
And it became a sitcom on CBS in the 70s.
Well, this was the not a step back order, stating that on the front lines forward was the only direction to move.
Yeah, I understand.
He ordered to have blocking detachments advancing behind front lines to shoot and kill any of them who turned to go the other way and did not move forward.
Right.
Wow.
Yep. Did you know?
He was a fun guy, too.
Yeah, Stalin.
Ooh. Oh, just a panic.
Did you know of the Queen's Engineering Society's motto? And I can't, it's in Latin here. Quis dolor qui dolium? Anyway, it translates to who suffers who has a cask of wine. This motto was devised in 1963 to lend some Latin dignity to the society's informal English motto, what the hell, as long as there's free beer.
Very nice. Well played.
I bet it sounds so much more elegant in Latin. No.
Yeah. Did you know all the ocean's waters travel on what's called a global conveyor belt?
Yep. Yes.
It's called the thermohaline circulation.
And it's about to shift again. And when it shifts, And it's not global warming, and it's not climate change. When it shifts, it's going to be a huge change in worldwide weather patterns. It's about to shift again.
Yeah. One journey once around the planet takes about 1,000 years.
Yeah. For instance, off the East Coast, the warm water.
Yeah, the Gulf Stream.
Gulf Stream, thank you. The Gulf Stream is about to shift, which mm-hmm. could mean that England and the UK becomes a polar, you know, just polar weather zone.
Winter is coming?
Yeah, winter is coming for the UK.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know the indestructible... I think they misspelled this. The indestructible Nicholas Alchemade. This guy survived an 18,000-foot fall from a crashing bomber in 1944. He walked away with that completely unharmed. After World War II, while working at a chemical plant, he survived all of this. A 15-minute exposure to chlorine gas, being sprayed with sulfuric acid, and having a 9-foot steel pole fall on him. That is why he is given the nickname the indestructible Nicholas Alchemade.
He probably died from a cold or something.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
Stubbed his toe and
hit by a Chicago bus.
Yeah. I recommend that. It helps build character.
Coming up on Random Facts here, we're going to talk about the Munsters, the television show. Judy Garland. Talk about her. In fact, Wizard of Oz just came out in 4K on Tuesday.
Which is interesting because I don't know how my print could be any better than it is.
Apparently, it's a really good transfer.
Huh.
The other thing is, yesterday also was the release of It's a Wonderful Life in 4K, and that's black and white.
I know. I know. Right.
We'll talk about Starburst candy. Hedy Lamarr, not Hedley.
It's Hedley.
Hedy Lamarr. She's one of the few women from that era whose hotness translates to today.
And we're going to talk about Unchained Melody.
Oh, the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah, that's all coming up in Random Facts after this break.
That's a ticket.
By the way, following Random Facts, we will have a $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Everything in Food Outlet, all three locations, is cost plus 10%. There's a small town in Georgia near Warm Springs called Manchester. There's a Food Outlet there.
Is that right?
Yeah, we took a picture of it. I keep meaning to ask, is there any relation? But the Food Outlets here are in Montgomery and mm-hmm. Prattville and Millbrook. And everything in the store is cost plus 10%. So you save as soon as you walk in the door. But they have weekly specials that are certainly worth taking a second look at. New York strip steaks, $4.74 a pound. That number starts with an 8 or a 9, maybe even a 10 at some of the chains. Because they've convinced you that... Well, we're a big chain, so we have better buying power, and we pass the savings on to you. That is not true, so don't get fooled by that illusion. Also at Food Outlet, pork riblets, 97 cents a pound. Ballpark Franks, that's the big package, $1.95. And pork chops, USDA boneless, $1.58 a pound. Wish I had my grandma's recipe with the caraway seed. For frying pork chops in a pan. Oh, man, it was so good with sweet and sour cabbage and dumplings. That recipe was lost.
A lot of people don't do stovetop anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would love to at least try and replicate because it was so good. But pork chops, $1.58 a pound. Three locations, 3543 Highway 14 in the Love Zone of Millbrook, 720 East Main in Prattville, and 439 Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And I'll see you there Sunday morning. Sending Bailey Grams from the Chicken Department. It is 720. Part two of Random Facts next.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing a big uptick in the number of vehicles on the road. It's also wet out there, so slow down, buckle up this morning. A lot of traffic on 231 inbound, as well as Congressman Dickinson, the Atlanta Highway. The boulevards are busy, I-65 and 85. A lot of traffic going into downtown Montgomery. And we have one accident, West Boulevard, Highway 31 at Ashley Road. This is going to be out near Westview Gardens. Drive carefully this morning. We will keep you updated. Overall, we're looking good right now. Register now for a 37-week plumbing course at Trenton State Community College. Tuition and fees are covered by scholarship funds. 30 students only. Call Trenton State 420-4276. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, the exciting conclusion of
Ranch.
Oh, that's good. That was exciting. That was the noise for excitement.
Yes. It was actually a...
squeal.
A sound that Jay Quillen made for us.
Yeah.
The face that goes with it is...
even
very
better.
Entertaining too, yes.
Did you know from the Munsters, the Munster coach, the car... it was a hot rod built on a lengthened 1926 Ford Model T chassis with a custom hearse body. It was 18 feet long, cost almost $20,000 to build.
That's a lot of money in the mid-60s.
Right. Yeah. The Dragula.
The Dragula.
Yeah.
I like that.
As it was called, was a combination of a Ford hot rod and an illegally acquired coffin.
Illegally. Oh, illegally acquired.
It was illegally acquired.
How does one do that?
Well, where they were, it was illegal for, it was illegal to sell a coffin without a death certificate.
Oh. You
yeah.
know, if it wasn't for coffins, I probably would have never met Ross.
That's the most unusual thing you've ever said.
Is it? Well, the truth is, there was a story, this is when I was doing morning radio on the late great Alice 96.1 or Q, I forget. And there was a
both
story.
Late greats.
There was a story about Costco selling wholesale coffins.
Coffins, yeah.
So I put that on as News of the Weird or something. And then at the end, I sort of said, you know, I got to get a membership one of these days.
That's right.
And she was in marketing and heard that, contacted me, and I signed my life away.
I'm just.
Happily so, if I may add.
I'm
that.
Just reviewing your Costco, you know, coffee. You're looking at the
right, yeah,
coffin.
Those monthly specials they sent out.
Yeah. At that time, and where they were located, which I guess was out in California somewhere, it was illegal to sell a coffin without a death certificate. So he made a deal. One of the guys from the production department made a deal with a funeral director, paid in cash. And then it was just agreed that the coffin would be left outside the rear door of the funeral parlor, yeah. And then they would just go by and pick it up.
I, I don't know if you've ever had to shop for them.
Coffins?
Know, with the passing of a
yes.
family
oh, yes.
member.
Oh, yeah.
But they take you into a showroom, and it's just like, it's a guy trying to say, well, this one's better. Now, if you really loved it.
Yeah, and they've got you at the most vulnerable time.
They do. It is macabre. It is really strange.
So let's see, you want the cheaper model.
Yeah, okay. See, now, this one is more lined here. This is a little higher cost now, but did you love this person?
Right.
I want to be on record.
If you loved them, you would do it.
I want to be on record so you guys hear this. If anything happens to me,
right.
I want the cheapest cremation possible.
We've got a pine box lined up.
I'll bet you crafted that out of the trees in your yard.
It's Costco.
Yeah. You'll end up being a... You'll end up being where we dump the cigarettes.
Yeah, you put me down that pole. That pipe.
Put you in a bucket so people can dump their butts.
So he gets me a pine box, but you know what? He also gets those that 3% cashback bonus.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. It'll pay off.
Did you know that in 1955, Judy Garland was a favorite to win the Oscar for Best Actress for A Star Is Born? She could not attend the ceremony. She was just about to have her third child, so cameras were set up in her room so she could express her thanks when she won. She didn't win the award. In an upset, Grace Kelly won the award for Best Actress that year.
Well, you can't go wrong with Grace Kelly, in my opinion.
Trying to remember what... Let's see... Grace Kelly won Best Actress for The Country Girl in another upset. Judy Garland was the favorite for A Star Is Born. Groucho Marx later sent her a telegram expressing that her loss was the biggest robbery since Brinks.
Wow.
Another major upset was the title song from Three Coins in the Fountain winning Best Song over The Man That Got Away from A Star Is Born. Apparently, A Star Is Born was supposed to
What? You randomly pick up various show tunes and stuff. I know the song Three Coins in a Fountain. I've never watched the movie, but that song was kind of a hit.
I do know... I've never seen the movie either, but I do know of it.
The big winner that year for Best Picture in 1955.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what, Jesse Lim was here yesterday, and she's an amazing singer and guitarist. And maybe I could use three coins to say three guys in a studio or something like that, a little song for the morning show.
Or how about a little...
How about if I just shut up and act up the morning?
How about... Not a little Rich Thomas jingle for the weather.
On the waterfront was the big winner that year.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Rich, about a jingle that...
That's the one. Oh, yeah.
Actually, that music, I could use that music without the vocal. I've respected that. I know you hate it.
Did you know that Starburst candy were originally called Opal Fruit? Selected by a competition winner in the UK, who also won a whopping £5. When introduced in the US, they were first named M&M's Fruit Chewies.
Fruit Chewies, but M&M is so associated with chocolate that no wonder it didn't work.
Yeah, they were introduced in 1960. Were M&M's still, I guess M&M's were probably associated with chocolate in 1960, I don't know.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but back then, those are primitive times. They only came in one color.
No, during the war, there was a chocolate shortage. We didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
It was kale back then.
Did you know that Hedy Lamarr...
That's Hedy.
...filed a $10 million lawsuit against Warner Brothers, claiming that the running parody of her name, Hedy Lamarr...
In Blazing Saddles,
infringed her right to privacy. The studio settled out of court for an undisclosed nominal sum.
That's funny.
And there was an apology issued for the almost use of her name.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it is.
One of the great ploys in the...
I think they did the right thing, giving her a few bucks. I mean, if your name is going to be turned into a good joke, you should get something for it.
Hedley.
She had developed technology for the World War II effort.
Yes.
Had it patented.
I forgot and that. The she has something to do with the cell phone, right?
Possibly, yeah. She's had a lot of...
I forgot about that. Yeah.
She's one of those women that could have been a great spy because she was gorgeous.
Hmm.
And finally, the song Unchained Melody is actually a theme song to a little-known prison movie called Unchained, hence the title. Now, the film was a huge flop, although it was nominated for one Academy Award, Best Original Song, Unchained Melody.
Interesting. And a biggie, a big song.
Yeah, that's where the song comes from.
There's so many soundtracks that were good from sucky movies.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
And those are your random facts.
Thank you, Jay Scott. These guys are going to, what's the word? Not coagulate. They're going to commiserate. They're going to...
Caucus.
And come up with a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. In the meantime, shop wiser by Kaiser. Man, do they have an event going on through the end of the month. You save at Kaiser just by walking in the door because their door happens to be beyond the reach of the 10% sales tax in Montgomery. It's 8.25%. So whatever you choose, and believe me, they've got unbelievable selection. It's a big building. My recommendation, make sure you wear comfortable shoes so you can see everything. If you're looking for one thing in particular, Stella knows that inventory. Talk to her, and she can line up the best prices. They have stuff marked up to 60% off this month in their warehouse. If you take 231 and then head towards Wetumpka, it'll be on your right just before you get to the Oshawks Oyster Bar. It's not an imposing low overhead. It's kind of like Georgia Floors Direct. It works. They don't need fancy because they want you to save money. If you open a Synchrony account with them, you could qualify for a $50 gift card and up to 18 months interest-free financing. Nothing wrong with making timely payments when there's no interest involved. So shop wiser and buy Kaiser. Be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And you can take a look inside the store by visiting them on Facebook. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here it is. Today's $10 food outlet pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Going back earlier in Random Facts, this section of Random Facts that we did talked about the Munster's car called the, well, it was the Munster Coach, but it had a name that was given to it. What was that name?
Ah, okay.
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic checking the highways. We got a couple of accidents to tell you about. I-65 southbound just before the Northern Boulevard. We have an accident there. It's causing a good backup on I-65. Use caution there. We've also got an accident on the Troy Highway at Virginia Loop Road that is backing traffic up on the Troy Highway headed to the Eastern Boulevard. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have a slowdown on I-85 past Mount Meigs just before Taylor. That's just heavy traffic volume from what we understand. We're also very busy. 231, the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway inbound downtown. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, called David McClinton. 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed as greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
735.
Shut up.
I want
you shut up.
Sarina, as in Sarina.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
We know you're a random facts freak.
I love them.
I have no question that you're going to have the right answer to our quiz question. What you got?
Was it Dracula?
Yes, that is it.
Okay.
It's like Dracula, but Dracula. Let's
take it a step further. How much did it cost?
$20,000.
You are right. You remember how long it was?
18 feet.
Oh, you are so good.
Wow. I'm impressed. I am very, very impressed. So you hang on. We have a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate for you, and let's say good morning to Larry. Thanks for trying, Larry.
Hey, no problem.
Appreciate it.
I'm glad you got the right answer.
Yeah.
Better luck tomorrow. Same time, same station, 736.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
I just posted the radar on Facebook and Twitter. Lots of green on the radar, even a little bit of yellow, and even a little bit of red. I see a nice little line of showers there from about just east of Wetumpka down to almost Tuskegee. There will be breezy conditions today. It's going to be warm and humid with a high around 78. Showers and maybe a few thunderstorms around today and tonight. Now, tonight is your bigger chance for some stronger storms as the front itself enters the state after midnight and moves through during the wee hours of the morning. So a marginal severe weather risk. And that continues. I think the front probably moves through the Montgomery area by 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And that means that the warmest temperature will be early in the morning and maybe in the low 70s and then drop as the day goes on. Perhaps 55 by 4 o'clock, perhaps into the upper 30s on Thursday night. What a change. So for the trick-or-treaters, the best news about the faster-moving front is that the rain should get out of here by trick-or-treat time, but it's going to be blustery, breezy, cool. Keep that in mind, moms, as you get ready for the kids for the trick-or-treating. By the way, Friday's high temperature only up to about 60. It's going to feel like fall. And back to the 30s again Friday night. Right now this morning, rain in the area. It's 72 with east winds at 5 miles per hour here at 738.
It seems I remember maybe it was 2011. We had a front on Halloween evening. We got out as quickly as we could, and about 8 o'clock, man, there were costumes blowing down the street because this cold front came through. It wasn't a lot of rain with it, but the temperature dropped like 20 degrees. And
it was either in 92 or 93. We had snow on Halloween, the earliest snow ever reported in Montgomery, Alabama. And in 1986, we had a tropical storm right over the city that canceled trick-or-treating called... the name just escaped me. The name
86, you said?
Yeah, so it was the O storm in 86. Anyway, so that canceled trick-or-treating.
You got to watch out for those storms.
Yeah, right.
Here's Fox Business at 7:39. Have we discussed Conundrum yet?
I haven't seen it.
You know why? Because I have it here, but I haven't given it to you yet.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because I accidentally printed it with something else. So there you go. Pass it around. And we have a Seafood Bistro gift card to give away coming up.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Apple's phones for faster 5G technology are coming. Reports in Japan say Apple suppliers have been mobilized to help produce the phones. There will be three models which will carry a 5G modem that will be designed by Qualcomm. Apple reports its earnings after the Wall Street closed today. General Electric earnings are stronger than expected. Though GE had multiple expenses, and including those, the company actually lost money in the quarter. Bayer, the German company that makes seeds, pesticides, and Bayer aspirin in the U.S., says lawsuits accusing its weed killers of causing cancer have not dented sales of those products. Chief Executive Werner Baumann says U.S. sales of the weed killer in the recent quarter are roughly the same as a year ago. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Hello, Morgan Freeman here with a Halloween tip. Remember, trick-or-treaters, if the lights are out, usually that means nobody's home. Just to be safe, use a rock to shatter a side window, unlatch the lock, and sneak in. Now, if the house is empty, it's all good. And if it's not, you have every right to brandish a firearm and demand a Snickers. Not the fun-sized one either, a big one. You deserve it. After all, you were lied to. Happy Halloween.
From Alabama.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. CBS News reports that Jeff Sessions is seriously considering a run for his old Senate seat. His spokesperson, though, has not confirmed that. Sessions was a U.S. Senator for 20 years before resigning in 2017 to become President Trump's Attorney General. State troopers are investigating a late-night wreck on Interstate 65 near Pine Level. We're told this wreck involved an 18-wheeler and another vehicle. Troopers say there are injuries, but they have not said the extent of those injuries. The lanes were shut down while troopers cleared this crash last night. And for the first time in 15 years, the Dallas County Sheriff's Office now has a canine unit. This unit is made up of three dogs that will help in the fight against drugs. Sheriff Mike Grantham hopes to expand the unit in the next 6 months. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect. With best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Get this year's costume at the Politically Correct Halloween Emporium. We've got costumes that aren't offensive or insensitive to wear to your company party, so you won't get fired from your job. Like our politically ambiguous, racial-free, non-gender-binding ghost costume with sheets that come in a variety of colors so you don't upset anyone. Or try... well... actually, that's all we have, because whatever costume you do wear, somebody's feelings are going to be hurt or oppressed or discriminated against. The Politically Correct Halloween Emporium, located in the Social Exclusion Mall, next to Bed Bath & Beyond Religious Intolerance.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everyone is getting excited about Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody!
So simple, even a zombie can do it.
I'm gonna go trick-or-treating on my own.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with people eating my face.
For the past three Halloweens, you've gone as Wonder Woman.
My father made me go trick-or-treating till my feet were numb.
It's Halloween!
At someone's house and say trick or treat, they'll give me a free piece of candy.
Well, that was just plain creepy.
If I don't end the night with a pillowcase full of candy, someone's gonna freaking pay.
This year I'm going Halloween caroling.
What about the Halloween party?
Give me that candy.
Halloween, baby. Yeah.
Trick or treat.
I'll tell you, it's real scary to be a police officer on Halloween.
Please don't take my brain out.
It's Halloween. You gotta give the kids what they want.
Frankenstein's house of tooth decay is closed.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. It is 7:46 tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Joey and Jack, as we celebrate the launch of News and Views. And if you've been listening in the afternoon, you already know this, but I wanted to let Jay and Rich know that this Behind the Vinyl thing I've been doing with Dennis the Young has been a major hit with the listeners. Because I used to work with Styx.
I know. Styx! I heard, yeah.
And in playing this in segments, I'm able to offer the insights I garnered during those 3 years I was working with the band. Here's a sneak preview of what you'll hear this afternoon.
In my living room where the piano was.
That living room piano thing is, there is a story that goes with that.
Revelation. So it was not in the dining room.
It was in the living room. And I know why it was in the living room.
Okay. All right.
But I'm not going to tell you now.
Okay.
You'll have to listen this afternoon.
I understand.
Because it's a big freaking deal. All right. Should we do this lame conundrum?
Sure. Let's do the lame one. I mean, I've got another one here if you want to do that. It's up to you.
Let's have a quick look. By the way, Popular Mechanics has made a list of the 50 most important, not necessarily popular, 50 most important websites of all time.
It's that top one that you circled and told me to save. Because we did the bottom
one. I like this. I like this one. I think we'll do it.
Okay. So get rid of the lame one?
But I'm still doing it. No, hang on to it, because we can always get worse. That's the motto on this show.
Well,
it can always get worse.
That's the spirit.
That's true of a lot of things.
This Popular Mechanics list of the most important websites, and again, not popularity. The first one, number one on the list, is CERN, C-E-R-N, in Switzerland, explaining the World Wide Web was.
Mm-hmm.
From the 90s, you got AOL, Amazon, Yahoo, eBay, Match.com, Craigslist, Hamster Dance, and Google.
Hamster Dance?
Or Google. Yeah.
Google.
Google. As in Michael Bubble or Googly. In the 2000s, Wikipedia, MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, Twitter, BuzzFeed, WikiLeaks, and one of those naughty ones. One of those websites. And a more recent vintage, GoFundMe, Pinterest, the Bitcoin wallet site Coinbase, and one that I actually subscribe to. I feel so hip because it made the list. The Athletic.
The Athletic.
Yeah, it's a great site for people who like to read about baseball.
Oh.
Because what's happened, you know, so many newspapers have folded and so many really good baseball writers got thrown out of work.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Rosenthal, who's doing, I believe, some work on the World Series.
He is.
Sideline stuff. He came up with the idea to launch the subscription website, bring back all of these really well-known writers that got canned from newspapers and some from ESPN. And it's only like $50 a year. Well worth it. For all of you baseball fans out there, both of you.
World Series tonight.
All right, so here's the conundrum.
All right.
7 out of 10 people think a man who has one of these is probably a heavy drinker.
Has one of these.
Yeah.
Probably. A
7 out of 10 people.
A bottle of vodka?
A man who has one of these drinks.
Probably a heavy drinker.
What is this thing that a man can have that makes people think he's a heavy drinker? Our number is 272-9228. There's no such thing as a bad call or a bad answer because you qualify for our end of the week grand prize drawings. So the more the merrier. 272-9228. 7 out of 10 people think a man who has one of these drinks too much. We're waiting for your calls now.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic look, if you are sitting on I-65 southbound, traffic is moving, but very slowly. We had the report of an accident. We're looking at the cams, and we see a couple of vehicles against the center concrete barriers on the left side. All lanes are moving past this. It just seems to be a big gawker block, but it's got traffic backed up all the way to the 143 exit where the folks from Millbrook jump on with you. Try to be patient and get through there. We've got another accident, Troy Highway, Virginia Loop, that's causing a backup on Troy Highway headed to the Eastern Boulevard. And a new accident, Vaughn Road at Laurelwood. That's between Pike Road and Chantilly Parkway on Vaughn. Use caution. We are busy everywhere this morning. If you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Bling, bling, bling. Nothing makes her smile than that bigger diamond. Yeah, it's Lyle here from Margarita's, and we got the diamonds. We got real diamonds. We don't have man-made diamonds. We got real diamonds that have been made for billions of years ago from the earth. It's brought to you specially, and we do it for you with the highest quality and at the lowest price. We mix it all together. How do we do it? Because I have so many years of experience and our connections are unbelievable industry. We're partners with De Beers. Direct from the mines to you at Marguerite's. Come see us. Thank you.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That was scary, but fun scary.
You must all bow down to the almighty Cornholio.
Hey, you're welcome to see the dynamic duo anytime.
Where's Bruce Wayne?
Mr. Wayne is not at home, sir.
You've been detected and recorded. Leave immediately.
Look at the time.
The best Alfred the Butler was the guy from the TV show in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
The Adam West Batman.
Oh, yeah. He looked like he should be the butler.
Yes.
Didn't he?
And he had such a great accent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys, we've worked together long enough where you probably have an enormous respect for my intuition for women.
Oh, that.
Oh, that.
I'm going to... she dropped off. Well, my intuition failed me.
Back to the drawing boards.
Tiffany was going to be the first caller.
She's back on.
Oh, it is her.
It's her.
All right, because I have a feeling Tiffany, she may get this on the first try. Hi there, Tiffany.
Hey.
Hey, I'm sorry. My phone cut off.
That's okay.
I'm going to say a beer gut.
A beer gut. Oh. Now, that's a... Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's go with a beer gut.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
That's not
what we're looking for, but thanks for calling. His intuition was just a little off.
Just a bit outside. Here's Georgia from Alabama.
Well, I was going to say the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So, how about no money?
That is often a telltale sign of somebody who had a little bit too
much. Could you lend me...
Thank you so much for the call.
Right.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
272-9228. William B.
Hey, I was going to say a big gut, but that was already taken. So how about a red nose?
A red nose, okay.
It looks like you had your nose in the Beezer squeezer. Not it.
And by the way, Rudolph, stay off the sauce.
Okay. Hey, listen, one more thing before I hang up. They were talking about the wreck on 65 South,
right
there. Okay, coming on to 65 South off of 143 out of Millbrook there, I glanced down as I was going by a little bit ago, and there's a couple that have spun out into dirt down there in that S-curve, so that's going to be a mess in a little bit.
All right.
We appreciate that. Heads up. Thanks. All right. James P., what do you think here?
What was the question? I even forgot it's been so long. What was the exact question?
7 out of 10 people think a man who has one of these drinks too much.
A wife.
That's a funny answer. It's not the one we're looking for.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day.
On behalf of wives everywhere.
I don't like you.
Brian.
A ruddy face.
A ruddy face.
A ruddy face. Ruddy cheeks. Facial cheeks.
First letter of your last
Not name. It, but a good guess. Thanks, man. Hard show. This has got to be in his wheelhouse.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
A man, 7 out of 10 people think a man who has one of these is probably a heavy drinker. What is this?
All right. Setting aside for a minute the fact that most of the guys in my generation have a Swiss Army knife somewhere in a drawer.
Yeah.
I'm going to say corkscrew.
Oh, okay. No?
Not my keychain. No. I do have a bottle opener on it.
News Talk, who's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I drink, you know, the glass bottle. That
those multiple
that
ones.
Thing?
Yeah.
It'll work on a beer bottle, but
right,
I don't drink.
Right, gotcha.
Thanks, Hartshell. We appreciate it. This would be Tony.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, guys. Red and bloodshot nose, or veiny nose.
Veiny nose. What they call the gin blossom nose. That's not it. Man.
Some good answers. And
I'm so glad those days are behind me, but have you ever seen anybody with drank heavily and ended up with all those?
Yeah, with like red lines and
looks like
stuff
a huge
like
wart.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
Yep.
Cindy!
Hey.
Everyone knows it's Cindy.
There you go.
Hey.
Hi. What is this thing that 7 out of 10 people think if a man has one, he's probably a heavy drinker?
I'm going to say a man cave.
A man cave.
Give me a man cave. Sorry, that is not it. Good guess, though. Thank you. Very creative. Teresa.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
7 out of 10 people think a man who has one of these is probably a heavy drinker. What are we talking about?
I'm going to say a flask.
A flask? Well, yeah. Sure.
Give me flask.
Nope. It's... Can we say it's nothing physical like that? It's
well, but it is.
Well,
you mean in terms of a property?
An
opener.
Yeah, right. Right. So it's not anything like a flask or a property like
what
that.
Stuart.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey. Good morning, y'all.
What you got?
I got a bar in your den.
Well, yeah.
Bar in the den is a dead giveaway. Just not the answer we need.
Or in the office, as we talked about yesterday.
Those days
are gone.
Everybody needs that one.
Yeah. Those are the golden days of radio.
Yeah.
Here is Aaron.
Hey, Tom. First letter of your last name.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
There you go.
7 out of 10 people think a man that bears one of these has a drinking problem. What is that?
A bad liver.
Yeah, that works too.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's not the way we're looking for.
There's a test they can do where you lay down and they tap you right here.
Yeah, is that right?
And if it's hard, it's bad news.
Ooh,
bears.
Interesting.
This is insane.
And I'll teach you how to tap your own liver.
There you go.
Later. Tiffany's back.
I'm going to say more than one ex-wife.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Thanks.
She's adorable. Here's Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, I'm going to say pickup truck.
Interesting guess, just not the one we need. Let's go to Lisa.
What's up?
Good morning.
Hi.
How about cigar?
Cigar, yeah.
News Talk.
Interesting guess. A lot of cigar aficionados like the bourbon, you know, the mix there. They have those cigar rooms.
Right?
Thanks. Good try, Lisa. Here's Leanne.
Good morning. Well,